This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. An Illinois legislative ethics panel voted yesterday to release a report into former Democratic State Representative Harry Benton's alleged misconduct, Mawa Iqbal reports.
Benton resigned this month amid unspecified sexual harassment allegations. The legislature's inspector general began investigating him earlier this year, and now a bipartisan ethics committee wants those details made public. Republican representative and committee chair Jeff Kiker says it was the group's, quote, statutory obligation to publish the report, which the panel hopes to do by the end of the month. Democratic reps Ann Stava Murray, Stephanie Kifowit, and Kelly Cassidy are among women lawmakers calling for a better workplace culture. Governor J.B. Pritzker wants House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch to be, quote, utterly transparent about the case. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Creatine has become one of the most popular supplements for athletes and everyday fitness enthusiasts. But is it safe for people with cancer? Medical experts say the answer depends on where someone is in their cancer journey. Recent studies have found promising evidence that creatine may help support brain energy, metabolism, and cognitive function, although researchers say more studies are needed to understand its long-term effects in healthy adults. For people with cancer, however, timing matters. Gabriel Rachi is an outpatient clinical oncology dietitian with the OSF Healthcare Cancer Institute.
The main thing that we encourage is if you're on any sort of active treatment, so if you're on a chemotherapy, especially an immunotherapy, the kidneys can sometimes take a hit with those treatments. And so creatine, actually, when your body breaks it down, it breaks down into a byproduct called creatinine. And so when your oncologists are closely looking at your blood levels, we wouldn't want to take a supplement that could potentially bump your creatinine. So make sure you're talking to your care team if you're on active treatment and you want to use one of these supplements, because it could potentially affect your kidneys.
She says for cancer survivors who have completed treatment, creatine may be an option to help rebuild muscle mass, particularly when combined with regular strength training. You're listening to WSIU. Good morning.